The news is like the first draft of history. You don't know the whole truth right away, but because you support WSHU with your donations, we'll be back tomorrow and next week and beyond, bringing you the facts on all the important stories. I'm reporter Molly Ingram. Thank you for making WSHU your source for trusted news. Your contributions keep public radio strong. We're expanding our world together.
You're listening to WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Bruce Blakeman vows to fight, quote, the lunatic left if elected governor of New York. An investigation finds some Connecticut schools send kids with disabilities out of state for education. Plus, tracing the revolution one Connecticut mile at a time. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman is pledging to fight what he calls the, quote, lunatic left as the Republican Party's pick for governor. The New York Public News Network's Walter Wuffman reports Republicans nominated Blakeman at their convention yesterday in hopes of winning statewide office for the first time in over two decades.
Blakeman says leaders like Governor Kathy Hochul and New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani have made New York unsafe and unaffordable. He also says he kept property taxes down and partnered with federal immigration officials to detain violent criminals in Nassau County.
We can make New York affordable again, and we can make it safe again. But it won't happen on its own. It will take leadership that puts New Yorkers first.
Hochul says if Blakeman wants to make New York more affordable, he should ask his ally President Trump to rescind his costly tariffs. In New York City, I'm Walter Wuffman for the New York Public News Network.
Some Connecticut school districts are sending students with disabilities out of state for education. WSHU's Shelley Hassman Kadish has more on an investigation conducted by the state.
Disability Rights Connecticut and the Office of the Child Advocate say districts are putting special needs students in private special education schools in 15 states with little oversight. The investigation looked at outplacements from 2021 to 2024. It found 72 school districts sent hundreds of students to segregated special education schools at a cost of about $75 million. And it found those schools overused restraints and seclusion, which are limited in state schools. The schools don't need approval from the Connecticut Department of Education, and many aren't licensed in the state where they operate. The report recommends keeping the students in their districts where they can be monitored. Shelley Hassman Kadish, WSHU News.
With car insurance premiums across New York State soaring since 2019, Governor Hochul says reforms are necessary and that one reason for the high premiums is a large number of fraud cases.
This isn't happening because New Yorkers are doing something wrong, that we're worse drivers than other states. They exist now because there's rampant fraud and runaway litigation costs that are jacking up the prices for everyone. And they're the result of a flawed system, one that rewards greed and dangerous behavior, a system that's exploited by a lot of bad actors and criminals.
Premiums in New York are about $1,500 above the national average. Hochul says prices on Long Island have risen by 80% in the last 7 years. Connecticut veterans are following history's footsteps 250 years later. That story is coming up.
On your commute, on your walk, on your couch. With the WSHU app, you can stream your favorite shows, check playlists, and catch up on podcasts anytime. Plus, you can send us feedback right in the app. Tell us what you love or what you'd like more of. Download the WSHU app free on the App Store or Google Play.
The town of Smithtown is considering whether veterans and seniors should be exempt from property taxes. Governor Hochul signed the exemptions in December, which include a 100% exemption on town property tax bills for disabled veterans. She's leaving it up to towns to decide. Smithtown's public hearing is next week. Fairfield developers are scaling back plans for a townhouse that would have offered three affordable housing units after local pushback. The town originally approved the plan after the state gave it a four-year moratorium on statewide affordable housing laws. Developers scaled back the original 10-unit plan to six by cutting the included affordable housing units. The town of Brookhaven has spent more than $5 million on snow removal this winter, putting them more than $2 million over budget. They're one of many Long Island towns that have overspent after a series of long-lasting snowstorms, according to town officials. Police arrested a man for allegedly texting 911 that he would, quote, blow up an elementary school in Westport. The school was evacuated and classes were delayed for 2 hours, but no explosives were found. Police say the suspect had previous pending charges, including false 911 calls and threats to terrorize. A Connecticut veterans group is charting the course of the American Revolution across Connecticut to mark 250 years since the country's founding. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports on the Connecticut Revolutionary War Trail.
The trail marks dozens of spots across the state, from the sites of battles to museums and historic houses. Christine Hitzley is the president of the Connecticut Veterans Coalition.
Connecticut was really important for the Revolutionary War. The Battle of Ridgefield, we had Tryon's raids, which were New Haven, Norwalk, and Fairfield. New London was burned. But what we were really important in is supplying soldiers for the Continental Army and provisions. We were the provision state.
The Battle of Ridgefield and the burning of Fairfield are highlights on the trail. The French General Rochambeau marched across Connecticut to meet George Washington in New York with reinforcements. There's also Litchfield, home of Old Newgate Prison, which held Loyalist POWs, and where troops gathered. It's a favorite spot of veteran Bill Denio.
Litchfield was where not only Connecticut, but New York and Massachusetts soldiers mustered. They came together, they organized, they were supplied. They marched off in order to be able to do the jobs that General Washington wanted them to do.
Pitsley says the idea is for people to have fun while they follow the path of the American Revolution across Connecticut.
We'll be able to gamify the trail, meaning if you go to Old Newgate Prison, you can check in there or take a selfie, and then you can go to the brewery down the street or a restaurant.
The Connecticut Veterans Foundation is fundraising to build the app. They say it'll eventually go beyond just the Revolutionary War to celebrate 250 years of service from Connecticut veterans. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or take us with you on the go with the free WSHU app. And join us over on Instagram for more. We're easy to find. We're at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.